Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Irvin, Daf Samach Vav. We begin about halfway down the Daf with the words Toi Bo Rabbi Elazar, which I'll explain in a moment. But first, this tomorrow is Shmini Atzeres. We will not be having a shiur this year because Shmini Atzeres is Shabbos Sunday, and therefore tomorrow's yard sites we're learning Lili Nishmas, Helen Herman Rupp, Hodya Bas Mendel, Harvey Schneier, Chaim Ben Abba, and Herbert Coulter, Tzvi Hirsch Ben Yoshua HaKohen. All the Nishamas we learn for should have an Aliyah. So we begin today's daf already halfway down the Amud. It's a relatively short Amud with the words Toi Ba Rabbi Elazar. Now, this statement that Rabbi Elazar makes is he's surprised at the psak of his Rebbe, Rav Yochanan. Now, what was the psak that we said yesterday? Rav Yochanan was asked the Shaila after Rav Shlokish and the Tamidim Rabbi Chanina had been in a hotel for Shabbos, and they'd made an Eruv Chatzeros, and then the owner of the hotel, who was a non-Jew, came back in the middle of Shabbos, and they inquired from Rav Yochanan, did they do right in purchasing from him the rights to the hotel so he wouldn't ruin it for them? So they were maskir from him on Shabbos. And they had done that, and they asked Rav Yochanan after Shabbos, did they do the right thing? And Rav Yochanan said, yes. So again, Toi Bo Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, one of the great Talmidim of Rav Yochanan, was surprised at the psak of his Rebbe. Now, Reb Zera said, why is Rabbi Elazar upset? What was bothering him? My tohaya, the Rabbi Elazar. Rashi explains the word tohi, or tohaya, comes from smell, from a lashon that we have in Avodah Zarah, when you have the reyach coming through from a barrel of wine. So it's called bas tiha. The sugi there is, if a woman sits on top of such a barrel of wine, one can detect whether she has her besulim or not. The reach wouldn't go through her. In any event, this is a language over here of ma'ayin or mechashiv l'das tamo shel dover, to go and figure out what's going on. So Rabbi Elazar was trying to figure out what was going on. And Rabbi Zera said, I don't understand. What was bothering Rabbi Elazar? He couldn't figure it out. And Rav Sheshes then says about Rav Zera, I'm Rav Sheshes, Gavra Rabbo Ki Rav Zera, such a great person. Rav Zera can't figure out what was bothering Rabbi Elazar. Le'yoda mai tohoya de Rabbi Elazar. It's obvious what Rabbi Elazar's problem was. Kokashale de Shmuel Rabbe. He was bothered by something that was a stira to Rabbi Yochanan said from Shmuel. And that's what perplexed him. Now, what was the stira from Shmuel? The Yom Shmuel. Rav Sheshes says that Shmuel said three halachos. What are these three halachos? The Amar Shmuel, kol makom she'osrin u'ma'arvin. Whenever you have people, Jewish people that are together living in a courtyard, any place where one is asra and the other from caring, and they would have the right to go and make an Erev, and only in that situation, when you have both of these features, that they would asra each other, and they do have the right to go and make an Erev if they want to permit them to carry in this area, only in this situation can you do the din of mevatlin on Shabbos. Meaning that if for whatever the reason, one of them did not participate in the Erev, since if he doesn't participate, he would ruin it for everybody, and they have the ability to have made an Erev if only he had done so. So then, under these circumstances where you have the ability to be Oser and you have the ability to be Ma'ariv, we allow everybody to be Mevatel their rights to one of the individuals. This is called Mevatlin. And then that individual can now say, well, I own the Chatzar myself. I can go bring anything from my house into the Chatzar or from the Chatzar into my house. And everybody else does not have that right because they did Bittel. They will Mevatel their rights in the Chatzar. And everybody can carry within the Chatzar, but they can't carry from their house into the chatzar. Only the person that they were mevatel, all of them did, they were mevatel their rishus too, he's allowed to go carry. That's the first statement that Shmuel made. Then he said two similar statements, that if you don't have both of these properties, Osrin and Ma'arvin, then you can't do bittel. So he says, number two, Ma'arvin vein Osrin, and he says, Osrin vein Ma'arvin, if you only did one of these two features, either they had the ability to be Ma'arvin, but they didn't have the ability to be Oser, or they had the ability to be Oser on each other, but they didn't have the ability to be Ma'arvin, the Gemara will give examples of each of these in a second, then ein mevatlin, then they don't have the right to do this bittul process on Shabbos. Now, we have to understand all three. First, I more or less explained already, but we'll go through all three now. Mara says, what did Shmuel mean when he says, kol mokum she'osrin u'ma'arvin mevatlin? What exactly is that scenario where a person is allowed to do bittul, when they are allowed to do bittul, is when the entire people in the courtyard would ruin it for each other if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, and they had the right to make an Erev Chatzeros. So the Gemara says, Shmuel tells us, or Sheis is explaining Shmuel, kigon, beis chatzeros zu lifnei mizu. And we've had this multiple times. You can see pictures right next to Rashi in the Hagos HaBach, and you can see pictures in the art scroll as well, and there are pictures in the Pirush Chai on page 138. You can see this in several of the diagrams there. The specific one that we'd be looking at right for this picture is diagram number 8. And you can see this in the Illustrated Gemara. Again, there are a number of pictures there, but the specific one that we're looking at right now would be on page 78, diagram number 233. Well, the diagram is showing the same thing, obviously, and that is that there is an inner chotzer, which opens up, only has access into the outer chotzer, and that's how they get out into either the mavo or the rishus harabim. So the inner yard has to go through the outer yard, therefore has permission to go through the outer yard, and that's how they get out of their inner house courtyards into the outer house courtyard area, and then out into the street. So in this situation, where you have both of these chatzeros, one inside the other, they are going to be oser and ma'ariv. How does that work? So if you look in Rashi, Dira Maslo Kom Makom, he says, the hecha delo irva pnimis li'atzma. If the inner courtyard did not have all the people in that courtyard making eruv amongst themselves, so then osro achitzona. So then they will ruin it for the outer courtyard, because even according to the opinion, Afilu Rabbanu, the Pligil, the Rabbi Kiva, we had this machlokas previously about Regel Hamuteres Bimkoma, Oseris or not Oseris Shalom Bimkoma, but everybody agrees, even the Rabbanu agree to Rabbi Akiva, the Modu, the Regel Oseris Bimkoma, if they don't have the right in their own courtyard to carry, they're certainly going to ruin it, Oseris Shalom Bimkoma, they're certainly going to ruin it for the outer courtyard. So machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham we had previously would be at the inner courtyard is permitted to carry, can they ruin it in the outer courtyard or not? Rabbi Kiva says yes, and the Chum say no. But everybody agrees that the inner courtyard doesn't have the right to go and carry into the chotzer, the inner chotzer from their houses, because they didn't make an Erev, so then they're regel Oseris b'mkoma, and they certainly will ruin it, Oseris shalom b'mkoma, according to everybody. So, for example, Kigon b'chitzona, in this situation, they would ruin it, Mishum drisa seregel, because they have the right to pass through the outer courtyard, and since they can't carry in their own courtyard, they're going to ruin it for the people in the outer courtyard who they didn't make an Erev with. Sheesh law allow, they had the right, the Dries Haseregel, to go over there. However, Vim Ratzisah, Li'ar Vima, but if they all wanted to go make an Erev together, they could. They're allowed to, because there's a Pesach in between them. They could all be one. And therefore, Vim Shachachu V'lo Eru, if now on Shabbos they realize that they didn't make an Erev, so now, Mivatlin Bnei Pnimius, Rishuson Livnei Chitzona. So then, the people on the inside can go and be Mivatl, their Rishus, to one person on the outside, to somebody in the outer courtyard, because Drisa Seregal Sheishalab, because they had the right to go and make the error because of the Drisa Seregel, and it ruined it because of the Drisa Seregel, so both of these characteristics are met, the criteria are met, and therefore they're allowed to do Bitul Mivatlin. That's case number one. Now, case number two, we said, was Ma'arvin, the Ein Osrin, Ein Mivatlin. So what's an example of this? Here you have two courtyards that they're side by side with each other, and they both exit into the Mavoi. And you can see this again in the Bach diagram bays, right next to Rashi. You can see this in the art scroll next to footnote number 14, and you can see this in the Pirush Chai continuing on page 138 in diagram number 9, and also in the Illustrated Gemara on page 78, diagram number 234. Now, all of these diagrams, again, they're all the same, they say that we're dealing here with the ability for them to make an Erev together, because there's a Pesach in between them. And the Pesach allows, if they want, for two courtyards who have a connection between them to go and make an Erev together, if they want. So Ma'arvin, they have the ability, if they wish to be Ma'arvin, but they wouldn't ruin it. Let's say the courtyard on the left decided not to make an Erev for whatever the reason, and the courtyard on the right said, we're making an Erev. So the courtyard on the left doesn't ruin it, because they don't have Drisa Sarego rights there. Each of them has their own exit out to Rosh Hasharabin, as you can see in all the diagrams. And therefore, this is a perfect example. If they wanted to, they could be Ma'ariv, but they don't ruin it for each other. The left courtyard doesn't ruin it for the right courtyard, and vice versa. If they aren't Ma'ariv together, therefore they ain't Osrim, and therefore you don't meet both of the criteria. Shmuel's opinion, as explained by Rav Sheshes, is Ein Mevatlin in this situation. They can't do a bitul. So if they forgot to go and make an Erev, they chose not to make an Erev together, you're not allowed to go now and have the left courtyard be Mevatl, their Rishus, to the right courtyard, and therefore they could carry from the right courtyard into the left courtyard. No, that doesn't work. Finally, the third case that Rav Sheshes brought down in the name of Shmuel, Osrin v'ein ma'arvin, that they would ruin it for each other, but they don't even have the right to make an Erev. Likewise, ein mevatlin. What are we talking about over here? Lasu yemai. What case additional does Rav Sheshes bring down in the name of Shmuel that we are now including by this last case. Isn't it lav lasuye nochri? Isn't it exactly our case? We have the non-Jewish person who lives in a chotzer with the two Jewish people, as we outlined previously. Our case, where you have the several Jewish people going to the hotel, and there's no non-Jewish person there, but then the non-Jewish owner comes back on Shabbos, and exactly our case. Reish Lakish and the Talmidim of Rabbi Chanina were maskir from this non-Jewish person on Shabbos, and they asked Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan said, this was good. Yosher Koyach, you did well. Yof Asisem. Now, how does this fit in with our original question? Rabbi Loza was amazed at this Psak of Yochanan because it goes against Shmuel. So how does this Psak of Shmuel go against Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara continues and says, the also, if in fact the non-Jewish person had been there on Erev Shabbos, so then they had an option to go and be Ma'ariv together, lo ger miyesmo. All they have to do would be maskir from him, and then they would rent his rights, and then the Jewish people would be allowed to make an Erev. So that would have been a case of Ma'arvin. So that can't be it. So therefore, return to the Amud Beis, we must be talking about El Olav, the Osa B'Shabbata, that in fact, as was the case, the Rav Yochanan permitted what Reish Lakish and the Talmid Rav Chanina had done. He permitted them to go and in fact do the Moger on Shabbos, to go and rent it on Shabbos. So here, El Olav, the Osa B'Shabbata, the non-Jewish owner over here of the hotel came back on Shabbos, Uktani, and it says, Shmuel says, in this situation, Osrin, he ruins it for them, however, they marvin. Now, there were two ways to understand that they weren't marv. Either they weren't marv beforehand, or even if they did make an Erev, when the non-Jewish person comes back, he ruins the Erev for them. And therefore, Ein Mevatlin, in this situation, where they only had one of the two characteristics, Osrin, but not Ma'arvin, so then they wouldn't be allowed to do a bitul, and therefore, Shmuel disagrees with Rav Yochanan. That is the explanation why Toy Rabbi Loza, why was Rabbi Loza surprised at the Psak of Rav Yochanan? Because it goes against his principles that Shmuel outlined. Mark continues and says, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Lo Shmia li hoshmaisa. Rav Yosef said when he heard this statement of Shmuel that Rav Sheshes has brought down, Rav Yosef said, I never heard that. Now, we've mentioned many, many times that Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda learned both by Rav and by Shmuel. So, originally, Rav Yosef had learned all of the Torah of Rav and Shmuel from Rav Yehuda, but then Rav Yosef got sick, and he forgot a lot of his Torah, and throughout Shatz, we have Rav Yosef saying, I don't remember ever learning that, and Abayi says, yes, Rebbe, you in fact learned it, because you taught it to us, and that's exactly what the Gemara says over here. So Rav Yosef says, Lo Shmuel li hoshmaisa, I never heard that Shmuel said that you need these characteristics that we just said, both of them, Arvin and Osrin, in order to go and do Bittul, but if you only have one of the two, then you can't do Bittul. So, Amale Abayi, Abayi tells his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, in fact, Rebbe, at Amris Nilon, you in fact taught this to us, the Aha Amris Nilon, and this is, to remind you, this is when you taught it to us. The Amar Shmuel, you taught us as follows, that Shmuel said, Ein bitul rishus mechotzer lechotzer. There is no allowance to do bitul from one chotzer to another chotzer. And likewise, ein bitul rishus bechurba. And likewise, there is no opportunity to do bitul when you're dealing with a churba. The churba diagram, if you're having trouble understanding it, can be seen in the Pirush Chai on page 138, diagram number 11, where you have people in a ruin. They have their houses in a ruined area, and they have a common area known as the churba, the destroyed area in between them that they want to use like a chotzer. But they don't have their own chotzer. They only have this one destroyed area. As opposed to the first statement that Shmuel said was that there's no bitul rishus from one chotzer to another chotzer. That's when they each have their own exit, their own separate area, and they want to be ma'ariv, their two chatzeros. So that was the statement that Abayi reminds Rav Yosef that you had taught us in the name of Shmuel, and then you further added the Amislon Allah, and after you taught us that statement that Shmuel made, these two statements that Shmuel made, in bitul rishus b'chotzel chotzev, ein bitul rishus b'churba, you said about this, Amislon Allah, ki amar Shmuel, ein bitul rishus b'chotzel chotzer, when he made the first statement that one rishus can't be mevatel, the rishus to a person in the other chotzer, you said this only, lo amorin el shtei chatzeros u pesach echod b'nehem. This is talking about the example of the two parallel chatzeros, where they could have been Ma'ar if they wanted to, but they wouldn't be Oser on each other. So this was, as we had pointed out, this would be diagram number 9 in the Pirush Chai on page 138, or well, this would have been the diagram in the Illustrated Gemara on page 78, diagram number 234, and this was the Art Scroll diagram that we just had next to footnote number 14 on the Omid Aleph. So in all of these situations, he said, this only applies that you can't be mevato rishus mechatzel lechatzer under the circumstances where they're able to be ma'arv, but they wouldn't be osu on each other. However, if it had been the previous case, avozul ifnim mizo, if it had been the inner courtyard with the outer courtyard, then in fact, mitosha osrin zel zeh, since they would be osrin one or the other because of the drisas haregel, the inner courtyard to the outer courtyard, and since they could be ma'arv if they wanted to, so in this situation, mitosha osrin zel zeh mevatlin, they would in fact be able to be doing bittul. So that's what Abaye reminds of Yosef. You yourself taught us this din that Shmuel had said. Rav Yosef still was surprised at this, and he says, Amalei, he says to his Talmud Abaye, Ano amino mishmei d'shmul hochi. Rashi says, this is Lashon HaBismia. Did I really say this? Did I say this member of Shmuel? Can't be, because there's another member of Shmuel that seems to contradict this. B'amar Shmuel, Ein lo nabi Erevin, Ela kelosho mishnasenu. When you're dealing with Erevin, you can't go and learn out additional things other than what it says specifically. And it says specifically in the Mishnah. Now, this is not our Mishnah now. It's a Mishnah we're going to have on Daf Samach Tes. And it says over there, in that Mishnah, it's talking about Anshi Chotzer, if you have people living in a Chotzer, a single Chotzer, Chotzer, a singular Chotzer. And then it talks about Shoshachachach Mehem Velo Yiv, and one of the people forgot. So, can you do Bittul? How do you work it out? That's what that Mishnah will talk about. But Shmuel says, it says over there, Anshe Chatzer, a single Chatzer, below Anshe Chatzeros. And it's not saying that one Chatzer could be Mevatel to another Chatzer. So how could Shmuel have said what you're telling me that I told you, that Shmuel said that Shtei Chatzeros are allowed to go and be Mevatel Rishus Mechatzer Lechatzer if they have the inner Chatzer and the outer Chatzer? That goes against the Mishnah. And as I learned another statement of Shmuel, you have to follow the language of the Mishnah. You can't go and add on your own. So Amalei, so Abaye says to his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, again, Rebbe, you're forgetting. Ki amris lon, when you taught us this din, ein lon ube'erivin elo kelosho mishnasenu, when you taught us this din, that you have to follow the Mishnah, it wasn't on the Mishnah on Samach Tesel Mebeis that you were teaching it to us. It was aha amris lon. It was on the following Mishnah, where it says, shamavui lachatzeros kechotzer lebotim. And this is something that we'll also have later on in the Gemara, on Daf Ayin Gimel, and it's going to teach us over there, that a mavui is comparable to a chotzer in the following way, that the chotzer has to have at least two chatzeros opening up into a mavui, just like you have to have at least two batim opening up into a chotzer in order for those dinim to be comparable. So on that, it said, ein lanu be'erivin ela kolosha mishnasenu, but not on the Mishnah, on Samach Tes Amud Beis. And therefore, there is no stira in Shmuel, and you, in fact, taught us everything that we've learned today's shir. You just, Rabbi Nebuch, unfortunately, have forgotten it because you were sick. Now we go back and discuss the statement that Shmuel had made in more detail. Gufa. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Ein bitl rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer, v'ein bitl rishus b'churva. Those were the two statements that Shmuel had made. And now we add on, V'Rav Yochanan Amar, Yeish bitl rishus b'chotzer l'chotzer, v'yeish bitl rishus b'churva. As we've already seen, Shmuel and Rav Yochanan disagree on this. So Shmuel said that the statements that one rishus can't be mevatel to another rishus, and likewise, part of a churva can't be mevatel to another part of the churva. And Rav Yochanan disagrees on both of them. He says, yes, there is bitul rishus mechatzel lechatzer, and there is bitul rishus in regards to a churva. Now, they seem to be arguing on the same point. You either can do it or you can't. Why do you need both cases over here? That's what the Gemara asks. Utsricha. You need to tell me the machlok is by chatzel lechatzer, yes bitul or no bitul, and by a churva, yes bitul, no bitul. So Shmuel and Rav Yochanan are arguing on both cases. That's because you need both cases to accent the strength of each of their viewpoints. Tzricha, what is that? The Yashmin and the Chatzel Chatzel, if you only told me the case, Shmuel says you can't be mevatel from one Chatzel to another Chatzel, and Ryokhan says you can, I would only know it in that case. I would have said, Baha, Kamar Shmuel. Only in this case does Shmuel argue with Rav Yochanan, because Mishum Daha Tashmishta Luchud, Baha Tashmishta Luchud. Because you know why in this situation one can't be about to the other? Because they're each doing fine on their own. They each have their own chatzer to go into, and what happens in the other chatzer is irrelevant. They're not ruining it for them. Ain't no string for them. So therefore, they're not going to be able to be mevatel one to the other. But in the case of the Churva, Abu Churva, they don't have any other place. The Churva area is the only area that they can use together. Abu Churva, the Tashmishta, Chadul, Tabayu, they both have it. So therefore, I might have said in this situation, Ema Modi, Leiler of Yochanan, here he would agree that one Rishus can go and be Mevatel to the people in the other Rishus because they're going to be ruined by the Churva not having access to the Churva. Oh, to show us the strength of Shmuel's din. Even in this situation, he says, no, it's not a case of the Arvim Osrin, and therefore you can't go be mevatel one to the other. No, so just tell me that case, and I wouldn't need the other case. So v'chiyat my behalf. You only told me the case by the chorba. You know what I would have said? Behalf, call me Rabbi Yochanan. Only over here did Rabbi Yochanan say you're allowed to be mevatel lishus for the reason that we just said, because tashmishto chodel tavayu. However, Abu Bahak, in the first scenario where they each have their own courtyards, you know what? Taka, I might have said, Modi Leilu Shmuel. In this situation, Rabbi Yochanan would be Modi to Shmuel. The Taka, you can't go and be about the one Rishus to the other because they each have their own yard. Mishum Dehot Tashmish to Luchod, Vahot Tashmish to Luchod. Therefore, Tzricha, you need to show us the strength of Rabbi Yochanan sheet that he even says in that scenario, you're allowed to be Mavato. Tzricha, you need both of the scenarios. We go further on Abaye. Hod Yom Shmuel Ein Bitul Rishus Bechatzel L'Chatzer. This statement that Shmuel had said that one Rishus can't be mevatel to another Rishus, it was only stated Lo Amarin El B'Shtei Chatzerus U'Pesachach Beneim. It was, as we pointed out, in the scenario where you had the two courtyards, they each opened up to Rishus Rabim, and they had a Pesach between them. In this way, they were Arvin, but they ain't Osrin, and that's why you can't be mevatel Rishus from one chatzer to another chatzer. Abo, beis chaser rezul of nimizu, but in the case where they had the drisas hareg or rice in the inner courtyard to go to the outer courtyard and then to go to Rishus HaRabim or to the Mavui, so since this was a case where they could be both Ma'arvin and Osrin, so Mitoch Shoshin, since they also are Oser Mavatin, they have the right to do Bitul. That's what Abayit explained that his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, had taught them understanding of Shmuel. But Rava has a different understanding. Rava Amar, Afilu Shtei Chatzero Zulu V'Mizu. Even in this scenario, we have the inner courtyard having the Drisa Sarego rice into the outer courtyard to get out to the Mavu Yitrusha Sarabim. Even here, Shmuel says, Afilu Shtei Chatzero Zulu V'Mizu. Palmim Mevatlin, Upamim Ein Vatlin. It's not 100% that they could be Mevatel. Why not? So, Ketzai, under what circumstances can they be Mevatel, and what circumstances can they not be Mevatel? So, he's going to outline all the possibilities, and then we'll discuss them. So, first, we'll just read the possibilities, and they're as follows. Nosnu Eruvon Bechitzona. They have the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard. If the people from both courtyards place their Erev Chatzeres in the outer courtyard, again, well, they all have Drisa Sarego rights to do so, so they're allowed to go make an Erev in that situation. But then, Vishachach, one of the people, Echad, one of them only. Bein min ha-pnimiyas u'bein min ha-chitzona, v'lo e-rav. So if one of the people, whether he was from a dweller who lived in the inner courtyard or whether he was a person who lived in the outer courtyard, if one of them forgot, then shteyen asuros, then they're going to ruin it for everybody. This one person is going to ruin it for everybody, and there is no potential to do bittul in this situation. We'll explain these cases in a moment. So this is a case where one of them forgot, whether it was an inner courtyard person or an outer courtyard person, there is no bittul. There's no way to, if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, to correct it on Shabbos. The next case is Nosnu Eruv B'Pnimis. The first scenarios were when they put their Erev, but one person forgot, so they tried to make an Erev in the outer courtyard for both the inner and outer courtyards. The next scenario is they made an Erev between the inner and outer courtyards, but they put it in the inner courtyard. And now, again, B'Shochach Ech Min HaPnimis. One of the inner people forgot to make the Erev, to participate in the Erev, v'shochach echa min ha-pnimis v'lo Erev. So in this situation, also, shtein asuros, both are ruined, there's no bittul that you can do over here. And finally, we have the one case where you can do the bittul, shochach echa min chitzona. They put the Erev on the inner courtyard for the inner and outer people, but one of the people on the outside forgot below Erev. Here in this situation, the pnimis is muteres, the chitzona asura. The inner courtyard will be able to go make an Erev, and the outer courtyard will not. Now, we'll have to analyze exactly all of these possibilities, why they are sometimes pa'amim mevatlin and pa'amim ein mevatlin. So now we go through all of these examples. We start with the first one. Nosnu eruvim b'chitzona. If we have the people from the inner and outer courtyard putting their eruv chatzeros together in the outer courtyard, and then v'shachach echad bein min ha-pnimis, and one of the people didn't participate, whether it was a person from the inner chotzer or whether it was a person from the outer chotzer, the low Erev, and therefore they don't have an Erev chotzeris, because if one person forgets, so he ruins it for everybody else. So here, there's no solution. They're stuck. There's no ability to be mevatel in this situation. Shtei and asuros. Each one ruins it for the other one. Hai bar pnimis l'man niftel, because even if you wanted to do bittul, who would he do bittul to? Remember, everybody else made an Erev Chatzeros, so he has to be Mevatel, he's the one guy out, he has to be Mevatel his rights to some person. So what should he do? Live till Livnei Pnimis, should he go and give up his Rishus, be Mevatel his rights to his friends, his neighbors, that are living in the inner Chatzer with him? So that's not going to work. Lesa L'Ravayu Gabayu. The Erev's not there, the Erev's in the outer courtyard, so it won't be effective. The Erev is not there, as Rashi says. If they would now separate from the outer one and say, okay, we'll just be by ourselves, they don't have an Erev. The Erev is in the outer one. And therefore they each ruin it for each other. So let us say, okay, so the Bima Vatal is right to the outer people, so that's not going to work either. Oh, that's Shmuel's principle, that you can't be Bima Vatal from the inner Rishus to the outer Rishus. So that explains the first case. Second case, Hai Bar Chitzono Leman Niftil. So if we had the outer person that forgot, so who is he going to be Mavatal to? So Livtil Levedei Chitzono, he's going to be Mavatal to the outer people, so that's not going to help. Ikapnimis, the Osra Alayu. He's not Mavatal to the inner people, and therefore they're going to still ruin it because they have the rights, their Erev is in the outer Rishus, but they're going to ruin it. So Livtil Levedei Pnimis, so let him go and be Mavatal to the inner people, so Ein Bitl Rishus, Bichotz Bichotz. Again, that's Shmuel's principle. So the first two scenarios where you have a person from either the inner or the outer courtyard that the Erev was made in the outer courtyard and one of them forgot, that's not going to work. Bittul won't work in that situation. Okay, let's try the next one. Nostu me Reuven Bipnimis, instead of having the Erev Chatzeres in the outer courtyard, everybody agreed and they put it in the inner courtyard. And now, v'shochach echa min apnimis v'lo Erev, and one of the inner people forgot. So why is this no good? Shtein Asuros, it's still not going to work because who should he be Mivatul? Hai Bar Pnimis Laman Niftil. He has to be Mivatul somebody or else he ruins it. So if he's going to be Livtil of Pnimis, if he's going to be Mivatul to the people of the inner courtyard, so then Icha Chitzona, the Osro Layu. The outer people, they didn't get the Bittul, and therefore they're going to ruin it because the Erev is in the inner one and they're part of it, so therefore they're going to ruin it. So you're going to say, Livtil of Chitzona. Okay, so be Mivatul to the outer ones. Again, that's Shmuel's rule, and Bittul Rishus Mechos L'Chatzah. So we're stuck in this case as well. So this is also no good. So we finally go to the last case where there can be an effective answer. So, Shochach Echod Menachitzon of Erev. But the Erev again is in the inner courtyard. All the people in the inner and outer courtyard, they made the Erev and put it in the inner courtyard. But one guy in the outer courtyard forgot. So here, Vadai Pnimis Muteris. So the inner courtyard people, they can say, no problem. We're shutting you guys out. We're deleting all of the outer courtyard people from our Erev. The Erev is in our inner courtyard. And the Ochada Dosha Umishtamsha. We're going to close the door, so to say. We're not going to let you in. And therefore, we can use our inner courtyard because we have 100% people in the Erev and there is nobody that's ruining for us. So the inner Erev is good. But the Chitzona is Asura because they don't have the Erev over there and they have a person who is ruining it for them. And even if you were to be Mavatal to them, but their Erev is not there. The Erev is on the inside. So therefore, the door is closed and therefore the outside yard is Chitzona Asura, but the inside yard, according to this, is okay. Before I ask a question on this, however, Amli Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yeshua LeRava, one question, Rav Huna asks Rava, he says, V'chi shochach echod min apnimis v'lo Erev, in the case where the inner person forgot, and the Erev was on the inside, Amai Shtei Nasuros, why in this situation should both be Osir? Instead, say, Livtil bar pnimis l'nei pnimis, let me mevatel to all the people that are inside, and v'sei se chitzona v'tishvi v'adayu. This should be good, because he's Mavatal to all his colleagues on the inside, and the outer people, they have the right to come inside. So why isn't that good? Why does he have to be Mavatal to the outer people as well? So Gemara says, because this goes, Kiman ki Rabbi Eliezer. This goes like the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the Omer, who said, Eino tzoch levatal rishus l'kol echad v'echad, because it's okay if he's Mavatal to just one person. That's what he's doing over here, just by being Mavatul to the inner courtyard, and they're, so to say, doing it on behalf of everybody. Then it would be good. But we're saying, Rava, that is, Ki kamina l'rabbanan. I didn't want to be held like a das yochid of Rabbi Eliezer. I want to hold like the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan say, the Amatzorch levatul l'kol echa v'yechad. They say, not like Rabbi Eliezer, that you have to go in Mavatul to each person individually. Won't work if they give it to just one of them. And in this case, he only was Mavatal to one person, and therefore, it's not going to work according to the Chachamim. Yitz Hashem, we'll learn more about this when we have this machlokas between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim to be discussed in more detail. This concludes today's shir. Everybody should have a good kvittel, and Yitz Hashem, those that are hearing this before Yom Tov should have a wonderful Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah.